Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New York City getting ready to welcome British royalty.
It seems for security purposes, a lot of the details of the King and Queen's visit are just coming out today. Now, we do know that they'll take part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial around 1 this afternoon. Matt McCool is the special agent in charge with the Secret Service New York field office, and they've got a lot going on.
Route security, site security, perimeters, magnetometers. Our airspace security division is here doing an advance. Our technical security division is here doing an advance. Our counter-assault team, our counter-sniper team.
Now, after that meeting with 9/11 families and first responders at the memorial, we have learned that the Queen will head to the New York Public Library, while King Charles will visit Harlem. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Lower Manhattan.
Well, as you can imagine, traffic's going to be a nightmare in certain spots, so you want to check with 1010 Winds on the ones to get you where you need to go. Looks like Mayor Mamdani's latest tax the rich plan is a non-starter.
We're not changing PTET.
That's Governor Hochul, but the mayor explains.
The PTET, in short, is a tax cut for the rich. We are not calling to eliminate the credit. We are rather asking the state for a modest reduction from 100% to 75%. That change alone will generate nearly $1 billion in additional revenue.
Well, the governor says she's already found more than $4 billion in state aid for New York City and that the city has a spending problem and needs to revisit that. Meantime, both the mayor and council speaker, Julie Menin, have agreed to extend the deadline for getting a budget deal done. Folks who live near both JFK and LaGuardia are in agreement. The noise is out of control.
It's like one after the other.
I can't think. I can't have a conversation.
If I'm watching television, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, they all spoke to CBS2, as did Congressman Tom Suozzi.
They figured out how to have the planes go through a much narrower funnel. So that was great for the people out here in the outside parts of the funnel. But for the people on the inside parts of the funnel, there's more planes going over that way all the time.
He sent a letter to the FAA pushing for a new sound abatement plan that would in part involve changes in flight paths and sharper increases in aircraft altitude. So far, no comment from either the FAA or the Federal Department of Transportation. The Port Authority now taking action in the wake of last month's deadly runway crash between an Air Canada jet and a fire truck. They're putting tracking devices on vehicles, something the NTSB recommended as part of its preliminary report. Live in Greenpoint? Listen up.
Commuters in Greenpoint that rely on the G train are sounding off, hearing it's going to be shut down for at least 10 weeks during the weekend, and even on some days during the week, overnight.
We had to take a bus to go anywhere, and how are we going to live? Like, can we live by bus? No.
Council member Lincoln Ressler says enough is enough. Commuters that rely on the G train already endured its shutdown for all of 2024 in the summer.
And when the G train is shut down, nobody comes to Greenpoint. They just won't make the trip. So we're frustrated with the MTA that every single time they do a capital project, they're over budget and they fail to meet their timeline.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Greenpoint.
Mayor Mamdani is named the very first Close Rikers Czar. Dana Kaplan was a senior advisor to the Independent Rikers Commission. She spoke to New York One.
Unfortunately, during the last administration, we did not see the type of prioritization or urgency around the closure of Rikers Island that was required for this plan to move ahead. And so, you know, that I think, you know, where we are right now is a result of that.
The plan for her new position?
To essentially work with all of the different city leaders and agencies that are going to be responsible for executing this plan to move it ahead as quickly as is absolutely possible.
As part of that, she will not only oversee the closure of the jail complex, but also the construction of those four new borough-based prisons to be located near courthouses. The legally mandated deadline for that is August of 2027. It's unclear if it will happen by then. The Brooklyn man, wrongfully roughed up by city cops, announces a wrongful arrest lawsuit against the NYPD.
Timothy Brown said he was and still is terrified, still questioning what happened to him in a Brooklyn liquor store.
I have no idea. I know nothing of selling drugs. I was oblivious to whatever was going on that day, and I had nothing to do with it.
Brown was beaten and dragged across broken glass as narcotics cops arrested him, but they had the wrong guy. His mother, Donna Brown, was asked if there had been any outreach after the wrongful arrest and assault.
I'm really disgusted about that.
About the mayor?
About the mayor and the commissioner.
Brown's attorney announced plans to file a $100 million lawsuit. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the NYPD declined to comment on pending litigation. The two detectives involved, along with a sergeant, are all on desk duty. After more than a century on Court Street, Caputo's Bake Shop is closed.
It almost felt like a friend in the neighborhood. Whether you frequented Caputo's or not, owner James Caputo says it's been a long 124 years.
You know what? It just came to a point where I said it's time for me. It's time for my family.
Now, the decision to close shop wasn't easy, but neither was the workload. Caputo's was three floors, 24/7 operating, serving a whole community.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much we meant to the community.
The loyal customers leaving flowers at the door and letters on the window like 13-year-old Logan.
I just wrote about how my father has been coming here since he was 13 back in the 70s.
James is the fifth and final owner in the family. The first in 1902. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Caputo's Bakery.
Yesterday was Superhero Day with a special treat for some kids in the hospital in New Hyde Park.
I spy Superman, Batman, Snoopy, and a fun panda bear. What do you have in your hand?
North Pole Superhero.
16-year-old Fossey is one of the patients at Cohen Children's Medical Center who got to enjoy CohenCon.
Pretty nice. I got out of my room seeing like a lot of different people and...
And Snoopy!
And Snoopy. I got to take a picture with him.
The hospital's Aaron Donahue says it's National Superhero Day.
They are all volunteers from throughout Northwell, except Snoopy. Snoopy doesn't work for Northwell. We have Snoopy.
There was also coloring, toys, and lots of smiles. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Big doings for animal lovers this Saturday, courtesy of the Schwarzman Animal Medical Center, which is going to hold its second Paw Day Festival on the Upper East Side. Michelle Leifer heads the USDAN Institute for Animal Health Education at the hospital.
We do this to connect with the community. You know, pets are such an important part of people's lives, and this is a chance for us to share what we do and help people feel more comfortable and confident when it comes to their pet's care.
On the agenda,
we'll have a stuffed animal vet clinic led by our primary care team. We'll have scent work for dogs with our behavior team, which is a fun enrichment activity where dogs try to sniff out hidden treats.
This is happening Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. It's on 2nd Avenue between 76th and 77th Streets.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.